The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
8:47, 13 till 9. It is Cyber Monday, which follows. Let's welcome in Alex Hammerstone, our friend, director of advisory solutions for Trusted Sec. Hi, Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
I am doing very well. Had a great Thanksgiving. How about you?
I am doing great. So we had a nice Thanksgiving as well. Browns play in Denver tonight or in Cleveland?
I think in Denver. I should know that.
Last week it's in Denver. Last week you had the snowstorm there on the banks of the what lake is it?
Lake Erie,
yeah. I know, because it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe you can sit and have a cup of coffee right on Lake Erie, can't you? If I remember,
you absolutely
got
it.
Yeah, I sure did.
It's a pretty nice lake.
It is. It is a nice lake. It's a lovely lake. Let's talk about online shopping. Today's Cyber Monday. Was yesterday anything or not? I know it was Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, it just goes back to the days when people, you know, they didn't have as much internet at home, right? Yeah. They had much faster internet at work. And so there was always Black Friday, right, the day after Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute, really?
Cyber Monday.
I didn't realize that. That's why? Because people would do it at work because the internet connection was faster at work than at home?
Yep, that's right. And, wow. And people would rather, I think, shop, and they're at their desk anyway, but that was the time to really kind of shop on the Monday. You know, the Monday you're back in the office, you've got your fast internet connection, and you're going to shop away.
So let's talk about ways to stay safe if you are doing some shopping online, if you haven't already done it. And along those lines, are people shopping online earlier, Alex?
They are. I mean, it's you see these deals that come out. You know, a lot of the retailers have kind of, you know, Cyber Week as opposed to just Cyber Monday. And, you know, people will have more and more, you know, deals that are kind of stretching out, trying to really extend that holiday shopping season so they can make a little bit more money.
So let's talk about ways to stay safe. What about, should you stick with familiar or popular websites?
So generally, yes, although I always want to be clear. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, small businesses we want to support for sure. But, you know, when you go with kind of the known brands, the bigger companies, the evidence will have much better return policies. You know, you're more likely to have a good supply chain and get the products that you actually ordered. But I think the number one piece of advice I like to give people when shopping online is to use a credit card, not a debit card. You know, right, because a credit card has all kinds of consumer protections. And if you're scammed, if you lose money on a credit card, you notify the credit card company and they'll do an investigation, but you're not out the money. With a debit card, your money is gone, and then you have to open up an investigation to get the money returned to you. And it's much different, right? Because I don't know about anybody else, but for me, if my checking account were wiped out, that would make for a really uncomfortable December.
Yeah, and if I have that conversation with my grown kid one more time, I'm going to pull the three hairs that I have left in my head out. What about when it comes to making sure the site's secure? Does that little the lock in the browser mean anything, or when you check out?
It did for years, right? I mean, it meant that it was, you know, using a kind of a secure transmission protocol. But these days, just about every site's going to have that lock, right? I mean, you know, most websites are going to be using HTTPS. So again, it's important to make sure that you're looking for it, but it's a lot like seatbelts in cars, right? They all have them now.
Okay, I got you. What about looking into the seller, and is that where Amazon helps because they vet all the sellers? Let me take a step back. When you do business, or when I do business with Amazon, I'm not doing business with the third-party company. I'm doing business with Amazon, or am I doing business with the third-party company?
So it's you're doing business with Amazon, right? That's who's taking your money and the transaction. But there are also a lot of sellers that sell through Amazon. And there are a number of ways they may do it, right? The seller may ship things directly from their location. a lot of sellers will kind of send things, their items, to Amazon, and then Amazon will then ship them to you. So there's a number of ways that it works, but, you know, when you're going on Amazon.com and sending your money there, you know, it's generally going, it's going to Amazon. It may end up going to a third party after, but it's going through Amazon.
Yeah, they say you should never lie, but sometimes when they ask you on shopping forms for some personal information, if they require it, is it better maybe not to disclose a lot of that stuff?
I mean, they're going to need your address, right? They need your address and where to ship things, you know, whether that's, you know, your home or your office or a P.O. box, and they'll need your name, right? So it matches up with a credit card number for shipping and things like that. But they shouldn't really need much more information about you. You know, I don't like to give out demographic information. They don't need to know, you know, my gender. They don't need to know how old I am. They just need to know that I'm giving them money and they're sending me the product I asked for. And so outside of that,
go ahead.
Yeah, outside of that, I'm fine with not sharing anything.
Yeah, there's a certain big box sporting goods store that I don't go to anymore because every time you check out, it's a problem with your zip code. It's not, don't worry about what my zip code is. I'm paying you cash. Do you want to sell me the weight plates or whatever the hell it is or not here? You don't need my phone number. Just sell this stuff to me. What about paying with your phone in stores and things like that?
I think it's great. It's so convenient. You know, especially younger people have really, you know, kind of adopted, you know, Google Pay and Apple Pay and those kind of pay on the phone methods. Yeah, I think they're a great solution, especially if you don't want to use a credit card. So using something like Apple Cash can be great. You know, there's a lot of security there, and it does protect you in a number of ways. So I'm all for paying by phone. You know, life is all about balancing risk and convenience. And, you know, it's of course, I think it's safer than walking around with a giant stack of cash, right? It's not like you can stop payment on the serial numbers of your cash if it gets stolen. So I think anything where you're, you know, using electronic payments is going to be a much better idea for people shopping in person.
Yeah, I'm so concerned with anything that even approaches sketchy online because it can appear legit online and be sketchy. So if it looks sketchy online, then I think you're really begging for trouble. What about gift card exchanges?
So gift cards are tough. So gift cards, you know, come up a lot in different kind of fraudulent scenarios. You know, one thing to remember is you should never be paying somebody with a gift card, right? So the IRS will never ask you to pay your tax bill with gift cards. A lot of scammers will kind of call you and try to get you to buy gift cards and then have you send them pictures of the gift card, right, with the scratched off code. And that's so prevalent that if you go to, you know, kind of the major drugstores or the major big box stores and you buy a gift card, there's oftentimes a warning that pops up on the point of sale device, you know, letting you know that gift cards are really a common scam. When it comes to gift cards exchanges, you know, that's no big deal, right? I mean, people that you know are passing out gift cards. You know, personally, I'm always a fan of if you're going to give a gift card, go ahead and give the cash because the number of unused gift cards just sitting in desk drawers that never actually get spent or end up with a $3 balance on them is pretty large. But certainly if somebody you know, wants a gift card and there's a place they'd like to go, then I'm all for it, right? I mean, it's a way to kind of store value in a safe way.
But to your point, it really is kind of silly. If I'm going to give you a gift card, I'm basically giving you cash. All I'm doing is limiting where you can spend it.
I agree, but that's my personal view, right?
Yeah, that's mine too. Let's talk about VPNs real quick if you're using a public Wi-Fi.
Sure. So VPNs, you know, a virtual private network. And if you think about it, you know, the kind of layman's terms is it kind of creates a tunnel between, you know, your computer and where you're going. And so, you know, using them in public is important. You know, it's a lot of people use them for other reasons, right? Because with a VPN, you can kind of change what your location is. So if you're traveling, right, so you may have a certain streaming service that only works in the U.S., but you're going, you know, overseas, so you want to watch your shows. People will use a VPN to then kind of show that they're in the U.S. or something like that. But it's certainly important. But again, it's we're kind of at the point now where the, you know, the credit card fraud prevention and a lot of the other things that I'm not saying people shouldn't worry, but things are getting in many ways safer.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time, your expertise, as always. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, before Christmas. And look, 90 days has passed. You can't return Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I know.
Have a good day. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, traffic now, WWL.